perhaps if you could elaborate a little bit on Elgin Hall, your business, and what it does and why it's important to the listeners tuned in tonight.
Absolutely. So as Stuart said, I do have a background in corporate training. I have been privileged enough to work in some of the leading business schools around the world. I'm passionate about working in that young professional and young entrepreneur space because I do believe that those foundation skills are vital and so important. I was lucky enough a few years ago to work in a leading global financial services firm who absolutely believed in investing more at the lower end, so that is in the young staff rather than the leadership, because they believed that foundations were everything. And that was the reverse of what most other organisations were doing, and it's still the reverse of what a lot of most organisations are doing. Most people are prepared to spend time and effort and money with executive leadership, but not so much at the grassroots level. So I did see a gap. Life is changing as well, and I researched and saw that there were lots of patterns and lots of data around young staff being neglected in workplaces. I'm talking initially about workplaces, but we'll talk about the entrepreneur space a little bit later on. They weren't being groomed and managed like they were in the old days. However, these young professionals, and I will say Gen Y, Millennium Generation, were keen and are keen to go into leadership roles and take on more responsibility earlier on. They are absolutely ready for it and able to. But they weren't really getting the training that they needed. And so often they would be put into those roles, but without any training. So it was basically baptism of fire, hit the ground running. So that's where my business school was invented, to take those young professionals, groom them, work with them, usually over a 9-month period, but it certainly can be longer and is longer in a lot of cases, so that once they go into those leadership positions, they absolutely do have strong foundations. We're also finding that the people that work with us are going into those leadership positions earlier. So they're being promoted earlier. They're picking up juicy, fat, wonderful assignments earlier. So there's a whole lot of things that are happening as a result of what we're doing in this space.
Sure, and can you just elaborate, perhaps, Wendy? Do many of your clients or students come through directly from an educational facility, or are you working with some business clients that are then providing a flow of the students that would suit the teachings that you're going to provide?
Yeah, at this stage they're already in organisations and they're already working, so they're coming through my corporate and not-for-profit network. I do intend to tap into that university space shortly and market to those. I have a couple of colleagues that are working in that space, so we may very well joint venture in that area, because I believe it would be wonderful to take them straight from that uni space. A few one-off individuals have approached me or approached the business school to enroll as a way of getting a foot in the door. So if they're struggling to seek employment at the moment, by enrolling in one of our programs, they see this is giving them the edge. So that's working quite well. That's not a market that we intended to tap into, but it's a make sense market, so we're certainly happy to open the doors to that market as well. And also, along with that, we can then provide, you know, resume writing skills and true career planning. We can really help them work out where they want to be. So it's that best fit stuff as well. So they don't just end up anywhere. They are totally proactive in working in an organisation and with the people that are the best fit for them.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit. I just think back to when I left university and I had this big BCom degree and I couldn't get work, and I ended up working as a landscaper for 8 months. Wow. There's nothing wrong with being a landscaper because it taught me another skill, but it was just really disappointing to exit from a fairly prestige situation in terms of education and then and then not be able to find the type of environment that I really wanted to be working in. What are some of the problems that your clients tend to bring to you to resolve? You know, whichever way they're coming, whether they're coming direct from education or coming from some of these business clients, what are some of the problems that they're bringing to you?
Sure. Probably two types of main problems are presenting. The first one is lack of clarity around what they actually want to be doing with their life and their career and the context of that and what organizations they actually want to be working in. So a lot of coming with issues of dissatisfaction where they're working, or they've come from patterns of leaving jobs quite regularly. They can't seem to settle and they don't really know what they want to do long term and what they want out of life. So one of our services is the one-on-one coaching to really give them clarity around where they want to be long term, what sort of life they want to lead, how their careers will support that, and then from there, solid strategies into place to work towards that. So that might be a career change for some people, or it may be just finding a different organization, a different pocket of the world where they can put their gifts forward. We have had some dramatic shifts, though, where people have come in and thought they were going to go down a certain road and then have completely done a 360-degree turnabout and ended up doing something else but are ecstatically happy. That's the feel-good stuff for me, especially if I'm the one that's working with them and coaching them. The other main problem that's presenting is all the stuff that presents for any employee, no matter what age. It's all that internal stuff and knowing yourself, knowing what makes you tick, knowing how you interact in the world, and all the stuff that goes along with that. So conflict resolution, communication skills, team skills, general interpersonal skills, navigating office politics, effectively all of the non-technical. That's always the stuff that people get hired on and fired on. It's not the technical. So that's one of our focuses, is that true interpersonal stuff. And all that stuff from if I know myself, if I'm sure within myself, if I have strong foundations, then I can lead the world. So I can lead others or I can manage up. So what we find is when our people present with these problems and we focus on those problems and those issues and strategies and solutions and overcoming those barriers, either through coaching, one-on-one coaching, group coaching or workshops, they then go back into their environments and they gun it. Basically, they gun it. They are then the ones that have high productivity, that start getting tapped on the shoulders for promotions, that start getting the juicy contracts. It all comes down to that stuff.